Tell you what, boys. I wonder if you can get in the Hockey Hall of Fame in two separate categories, player and builder.
Whoa.
I think it's a distinct possibility.
And like I think go in 5 years after a player and say, I'm in as a builder.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, Luongo's going there as a player. We all know that.
Yeah, for sure.
And he's batting 1,000 as a GM. As the architect of a team, he's batting 1,000. He's got a goal. He's 1-for-1. And
Roberto
Torre. Exactly. That's exactly what he is right now.
And, well, it was a little scary early on, but they pulled it out,
right.
Put it that way.
Yeah, he was.
Cleveland Indians, man. They were the Cleveland Indians.
He was booking flights home to Florida after the first three games. But I think he made the right call to stick around. And you know him from the Florida Panthers organization, friend of the show, and the GM of Hockey Canada, the World Championships. They just won gold. Here's Roberto Luongo. Roberto, congrats. What's the experience like, man? How you living today, being a gold medalist as a builder of a hockey team?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Thank you. Well, two things. First of all, when we were 0-3, I was still in Florida, so I was actually getting ready to go over there. not in the same frame of mind as when I got back here yesterday, but obviously things changed, and obviously I'm 1-0 as a GM, so I think I'm just going to go out on top here and call it a career, and end it on top. Perfect record, like you guys said, so no need to continue.
I like
Lou,
it.
How was the recruiting process? Like, did anybody flush your calls? Was it a pain in the ass trying to track guys down? How was all of that, just trying to get guys to get over there and represent their country?
Well, obviously, you know, it was a difficult year. We knew that coming in with COVID, and asking guys to leave their families for 3 weeks and coming back and possibly after quarantine 2 weeks on when they get home. So it was not easy, but that being said, the guys that we got, we were really happy with, and we wanted guys that were excited to go and wanted to give it their all for our country. So it was a process that we anticipated, but we were happy with the guys that we were able to get.
Lou, we're joking about it, but you guys get down 0-3, and you know you make your way over there. Did you get a sense that this group, it just took a little bit of time to gel? Or, you know, we had Gord Miller on yesterday. He was talking about how, you know, basically everything, the stars had to align for you guys to pull this out, and it ended up happening. Did you have a feeling it was gonna happen, or were there a few lean moments where you were like, holy smokes, how is this unfolding here?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm not going to lie. After we're down 0-3, it was getting a little bit dicey for us, and we're trying to do the math on what we needed to happen. But that being said, our next three games, we knew that we had to win before going into the last one against Finland, and we took care of that. So I think once we won those three games, we started getting a little bit of more confidence. You know, we got there. We only had 3 days of practice and into the game. Like, usually we have one exhibition game at least to get our feet wet, and that wasn't the case this year because of COVID. And, you know, I don't want to make excuses, but, you know, that's just a fact. And you could tell that even though we lost our first three games, we were playing well. I mean, our shooting teams were dominating play. We just couldn't really put the puck in the net, and it killed us in the first three games. And then we kind of got the ball rolling, and you could see that our group gained confidence and determined moving along here.
We're chatting with Roberto Luongo, who was just the GM of Team Canada. They just won gold at the World Championships. And we were talking about your experience in the last hour and wondering among the three of us, you know, do you view the goaltending position differently than the rest of the team as the GM? In other words, you're responsible for the whole team. So centers, wingers, defensemen, goaltending. But you're a goalie. Like, you've been in that position, literally been in the position as the starting goalie of Team Canada at major international tournaments. So were you more focused on that position, or could you allow yourself to take a step back and be more balanced across the board?
No, I think it was more of a balanced approach. I've been in management for almost 2 years now, so I've, you know, watched a lot of hockey the last couple of years, and I've learned to, obviously the goalies are always a little bit more easier to evaluate because I know the position very well, but you know, you learn to obviously how to evaluate other positions, and I know the game. I've been watched the game for a long time, so it's not that that difficult, but sometimes, you know, the little things that the scouts know that maybe, you know, you don't know as a player is stuff that I've been learning over the last couple of years, so it's definitely helped out. And I still have a long way to go. There's lots to learn still to get where I want to be one day. And I'm just excited to have had this opportunity to get a first crack at it so early.
Lou, how was, if you look at it, the overall effort and really, you know, work that Gerard Gallant put forth? I mean, you know, he's a veteran coach, and we were talking about this on the show yesterday. Like, he has an impeccable resume as it is. You know, he's a guy that's really well-liked. He's a fantastic coach at the National Hockey League level, and then he goes and adds, you know, a world championship gold to his resume. If he's already not a highly touted coach right now, I would imagine there's other organizations looking at him. What was the process with him, and how did it work with him? And obviously, he ended up delivering for you.
Yeah, of course. I mean, as soon as they asked me to be the GM, Gerard is the first guy I thought of. I wanted to hire a coach that wasn't employed at the moment, because of the NHL regular season ended so quickly to the day that we had to leave. I wanted our coach to have full attention on what needed to be done early in the process. So I asked Gerard, and he accepted right away, which really made me happy. And after the first three games, I was like, oh my God, if I cost this guy an NHL job, I'll never forgive myself. But after the tournament, now I think Gerard owes me one, because
right, he'll
get hired.
Yeah. Absolutely. With Roberto Luongo, who was the GM of Team Canada, they just won the gold at the World Championships. And obviously this is something that intrigues you. And you're working with the front office down in Florida. You've taken this gig here with Canada. So where do you picture yourself in 5 years, 10 years? You've done it all in the game, but this is a different path. How do you want this to play out?
I mean, listen, right now I'm working with, Bill Zito and Paul Kropotko down in Florida. I think our team is awesome. I'm involved in day-to-day activities, day-to-day decisions. So I'm right where I want to be. I mean, I enjoy that part of it. It's something that I always find fun and exciting. And like I said before, I'm still learning, and I have lots to learn before I can totally feel comfortable. But like I said, Bill's has made me a part of day-to-day decisions, and I've really appreciated it. And I enjoy making decisions with him. It's been a great process, and we've had a little bit of success this year as an organization, and we hope to keep building on that in the future.
Well, Noodles has pulled back the curtain on this show before, going from player to management, you know, transitioning. And Noodles has said this a million times. I'm sure he's told you. What stood out to him was how you badmouth the players so much.
The negativity. Now, I don't know if it's different in Florida, but, I mean, I know there were times where I was horrified of what was going on, because you're like, I know they were saying that about me because I what I was as a player. Yeah. But, yeah, that's a
Have you had the same experience? You're like, wow, these guys are really candid about how, you know, Huberto's
playing. Well, it is a little bit of a different mindset on the other side, but I could say that in Florida everything's always positive. Nothing's ever badly said about any player, any member of the organization. Everything's always been on the up and up, and it is different, and that thought has crossed my mind. Of course, you wonder what they say about you sometimes, when you have a bad game or you're struggling, or what's been said. But at the end of the day, it's what I've learned the most is there's a lot of emotions right after the game, so you can't really take what's said literally, and cooler heads prevails usually the next day, and you have more and more talks that are more rational and clear-minded.
Lou, before we get you out of here, I've always wanted to ask you this, and this has nothing to do with the World Championships or anything. Has Noodles ever gone up to you before a game and said, Bobby Lou, no matter what happens tonight, I'm not going in that net, so you better be good?
Every single game. I actually told the story of my retirement.
Every game?
At my retirement, my jersey retirement, I told the story in my speech. I don't know if you guys heard it. One game, I was in net in the first period. I took a really heavy clapper in my hand, and I thought my hand was broken. So I skated to the bench during the TV timeout. I was like, Noodles, I think my hand's broken. You have to go in. He's like, no, you're fine. Shake it off.
Nah, you're fine.
Put a little freezing spray on it, you're good.
Yeah, that's some of that soccer spray. You know, the soccer players use just spray a little bit of that, you're good to go.
Yeah, that South Beach lifestyle, man. Noodles, you were living it up. Semi-retired down there.
Every time out, if I was the backup, I'd just go in the bathroom and fix my hair or something. Just nothing to see here. I'm not talking to anyone.
I love it. Well, congrats on what was really an incredible achievement. I mean, the way the tournament started was well documented, but the fact that the team came alive and you end up winning in overtime a golden goal and Canada wins the World Championships, it was just an awesome scene, and obviously you did a great job. So congrats on that, and we always appreciate you taking time for us. I know it's been a busy 48, 72 hours, so thank you for this, and we'll do it again down the road.
My pleasure, guys. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Thanks.
You got it. Roberto Luongo of the Florida Panthers front office and GM of Team Canada. Clearly an ambitious guy. I mean, Noodles, you know him really well.
Yeah.
This guy's achieved everything. He's done everything. He's got bank. But he wants to do. He still wants to stay in the game. He wants to work. And
yeah. He could sit in his backyard and drink coffee and count money if he wanted to. Yep.
I know. Did you see that Cap Friendly that tweeted out the highest, you know, the guys who have made the most in their career? Mm-hmm. Louis was on that list.
Yep.
And Pronger was on. Like, I went through it. And obviously, there's a lot of guys that have made bank. But, you know, that's the one thing. You know, I think he has a real future in management. But managers, like, that job is thankless. Like, it's 24 hours a day and 365 a year. Like, I know Kyle Dubas has a young family, but that guy, I guarantee you, is on his phone more often than you'd think. Like, the managers, it's a thankless job. And
yeah, the move is president, if you can get it. It's stressful. Yeah. It's a stressful gig, and there's a lot that goes into it. But if you're dealing more with the owner and, you know, the people in the suites and the
yeah.
as opposed to grinding and scouting games and yeah. all that kind of stuff, you're just kind of a buffer or yeah. a guy that, you know, before you do anything big, come run it by me and I'll let you know how I feel about it. Not the grunt work necessarily. That's a good place to be in.
Exactly.
It's a very good place to be in. And I wouldn't be shocked if Luongo found himself in a position like that at some point. But, because, I mean, he's the king of the Panthers, right? Like,
yeah.
He's the face of the organization, and he has been for 20 years. I mean,
I can't think of anyone else. No. I mean, that's the thing. He has been the face of hockey in Florida, in South Florida, for many years. I know Barkov's the captain and Huberto's a fantastic player, but it's Roberto Luongo and Olli Jokinen that were gods down there
right.
for years.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Like Bure, I'm sure during his short stint there, he would have been sure a rock star down there. But
absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So we appreciate him joining us. He's had a lot of travel and a lot going on. We always love having him on.